This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Okay, now we're recording. Okay. All right. Hello, good neighbors. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. Again, my name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for all of you good folks out there who are listening for the first time, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and Chattanooga and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Esther Suggs at Esther Suggs Allstate Insurance. So thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast, Esther.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We're looking forward to talking to you, learning about all your version of Allstate Insurance and how you provide service to clients. But before we jump into that, would you like to share anything with us about yourself and your family?
Yes. I am a grandmother of twin 15-month-old little girls. And my daughter is pregnant with another one. So super excited about all the grandbabies.
Yeah, fun time at Christmas coming up,
it
right?
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us about Esther Suggs Allstate Insurance.
Well, we are a, small business, but we have customers, from all over the state of Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. And our goal is to make sure that you have all of the proper coverages just in case of a catastrophe. But paying the lowest price possible. And we treat everybody like family.
Well, that's hard to beat. If you're treated like family, unless you're the black sheep, I don't know. But you probably don't have any, black sheep customers, do you?
No. Well, maybe the grumpy ones. No, I'm just right. Kidding.
there's always a few of us grumpy people out there, right? tell our listeners about your journey. How long have you been in the business and particularly with Allstate? And then tell us how you arrived there.
Yes, I have been an Allstate agent for 18 years. Can't believe it's been that long, but it has. And I actually worked for State Farm prior to that for 13 years. I worked for an agent and I just loved it so much and wanted to be have one of my own. So the Allstate opportunity arose and I am so glad I did it because, it's a wonderful company and they back their agents and their customers and pay their claims, which is very important.
The claims paying is the most important, isn't it?
Yes.
You talk about getting people grumpy when they're
Buying their claims don't get paid. Yes.
You know, when it comes to the insurance business, there are so many negative things that have been said back down through the years, probably a lot of it stemming from 100 years ago, but stuff that's just stuck, people have these things in their mind. So can you kind of help us dispel any myths or misconceptions people might have regarding their insurance coverage?
Yes, I sure can. I think the biggest thing that I hear is that you can't afford to have good coverage. They want to, just take it out with minimum coverages and the lowest liability limits to save a couple of dollars. But that's our job is to make sure that you have the proper coverage to cover, you hit a $100,000 car, you're going to end up paying the difference if you don't have enough liability coverage. Yes. So we can put in different discounts and things like that to bring the premium down, but not have, the lowest coverage. It's just, maybe even raise your deductible a little bit, a $500, deductible, have $1,000 instead. And that way your premium's lower and you can have the higher liability limits, which is very important.
Yes, it is. I've said this before and I'll say it again. I don't think a lot of us are aware how many $100,000 and $150,000 vehicles are on the road right now.
Absolutely. Crazy how much cars cost nowadays. So if you have $25,000 in coverage, you know, the rest of it's going to go back on you, and they can garnish your wages and everything. So just,
yeah, blues,
you know, having good coverage is so important.
It is. It's very important because, you know, out there on the road, sometimes it's not, you can be the best driver there is, but it's the other fellow that you have to look out for. I had an accident one day where I hit somebody in the back end, and I wasn't too close with the roads had just started raining. And we were going down a hill, and they slammed on their brakes, and I did too, but I couldn't stop, you know. Right. So you just never can tell what's going to happen out there. But good point.
Absolutely.
Good point. Well, you know, I know the insurance business, especially the property and casualty side, keeps you very busy. Early in my life and career, I was actually a PNC agent.
And, I know it
keeps you very busy. But when you're not working, what does Esther Suggs do for fun?
My favorite thing is, of course, spending time with family and those grandbabies.
Yeah.
But we love being outdoors, you know, hiking and boating on the water, you know, just spending time with family and friends outdoors.
Yes.
We have the best weather around here for that, especially about to come up on the good season right now.
You better believe it. Yeah, I was parked at just a little while ago. I was down parked by the river myself, just watching the waves. That wind's up right now, and those waves are coming in. Look like you're down by the ocean almost or something.
It is.
You know, getting a little bit more personal, Esther, sometimes it's good if we can identify with people and understand. You know, we want to get to know Esther Suggs a little bit today too. Can you look back in your life and see maybe any hardships or life challenges that you might have had that, you know, now that you've rose above it, you can look back and say, wow, you know, I'm stronger today and better for what happened to me?
I have a couple of those. The first, I'm a breast cancer survivor, so hence my love for pink.
Congratulations.
We do offer life insurance, which I think is super important to have. And the most recent thing that happened is in the tornado on Easter Sunday of 2020, my house actually was heavily damaged. And then it was COVID. So, you know, the world shut down. Nobody could come and help us. The adjusters and things were on travel bans. So we learned quickly how to do claims by video chat. You know, going through it personally made me like a stronger agent, you know, like more able to, you know, understand what they're going through when something like that happens and your house is gone and you can't live in it and all your neighbors and everything. I think it absolutely, you know, made me a stronger agent, I think.
I'm sorry you went through that, but the way you can turn it around and help other people even better than before, that's definitely something of value in having.
And I know what coverages you need and what you do, you know, what you have to have on that policy if your house blows away.
Yeah. Well, you're trained. I know because, like I said, I was there. You're trained in what people need, but boy, when you go through it and then you find out firsthand, that's a real life experience.
Yes.
So I know
and
you can
you
help,
can help them walk through, you know, all the processes and how to do it and what not to do, you know, from personally going through it.
Exactly. What would you say was your biggest aha moment when it happened to you insurance wise?
Just the overwhelmingness of it and just the disbelief. You're just in shock. And then like I was able to come in and, you know, I basically didn't deal with my house. I was more dealing with everyone else's.
Yeah.
So I guess just the, you know, I know how to know how they feel. I can empathize and, you know, tell them 100%. I know what you're going through.
So when you look across your desk at someone and you tell them, this is the coverages you need, you're not just speaking from a training standpoint. You're speaking from I've been there standpoint.
Yep. And I'm saying, I know it's $30 extra a year, but you need this.
Yes.
You have to have this. If you have,
I fully understand. and I don't mean to get in a lot of specifics, but I found out you were talking about the liability coverages. I found out personally regarding an umbrella policy, you know, how inexpensive it is to have that extra protection. And it's not very expensive at all. You know, I was shocked. I always thought this umbrella must be something that was just a gigantic cost. And when I saw the cost, I was just shocked. But it does provide a lot of extra coverage, doesn't it?
Yes, probably $20 a month or so if you paid it that way, a couple of $100 a year. Yeah. And it's an umbrella goes over top of your liability coverage.
Yes.
So if you have an accident and someone's hurt, injured really badly or something, and you know that you get sued because you know you're the one that hit them, it was your fault. That once your liability is exhausted, that $1 million policy comes in and to play and goes on top of that to protect you. So
that's pretty amazing coverage. I mean, because like we said before, as far as auto accidents go, I mean, how many times have we been driving down the interstate and saw a 4-car pileup? And how many times have we, you know, seen things like that, a total burnout on a house or something, you know, so it's, it's so important to have the right amount of coverage. You're exactly correct. Can I just ask you this? If there was one thing that you wish that our listeners knew about, not just Allstate Insurance, but Esther Suggs Allstate Insurance, and you could shout it from the rooftop, what would it be?
Just that. If you come and be one of our customers, give you a quote, whatever, we are going to treat you with respect and we're going to teach you. We're going to go through the coverages, explain them to you so that you know what you're purchasing, not just come in and sign here. We're going to make sure you understand, make sure you have all of the discounts that you can possibly get, because there are quite a few things that you can do now. To get your rate down, like as far as mileage and, you know, things like good driving habits, things like that, just that you're going to be in good hands and we're going to take good care of you. You're going to sleep at night knowing that you're covered if something happens.
Well, you can't ask for much more than that. I tell you, good customer service is just hard to beat and sometimes hard to find.
We absolutely strive for the best customer service. About something we want to know and we want to fix it. So
absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I've really enjoyed this, but I know our listeners need to know how they can find you, how they can reach out to you. So can you share that whether online or offline, how they can reach you?
Yes. Online, it's Esther Suggs Allstate. You can just type it right in. We're on 6325 East Brainerd Road. So very close to the mall, but not in that mall traffic. And then our phone number is 423-855-0334. And you can call or text. That number does text as well.
Okay. And for the listeners of the youthful audience, are you on social media?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's Esther Suggs Allstate.
Absolutely. A lot of times that's where people are going to try to find folks now on social media. So we always like to mention that.
Yes.
Well, Esther, it has been a pleasure meeting you. Thank you for taking time out of your day and being with us and talking to our listeners about what you do.
Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Esther and learning more about her Allstate agency, I know she hopes you'll take a moment to consider all they have to offer and remember them when you want or need the products and services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.